T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Hope Day. Scott Capurro is coming on the show at about 8 o'clock. Right now it is 6:39 and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone helped us, my family, remodel our kitchen. They had all the good stuff, and we were able to pick out a great countertop and a great backsplash, and our kitchen is better than ever. And my wife is super stoked. She loves it. They are open right now by appointment in Berkeley, San Jose, Burlingame,
and Dublin.
And also, I should tell you, I follow them on Instagram at All Natural Stone, and they post the coolest pictures of the tile and the countertop or slabs of.
Yeah.
You know,
do they show like finished kitchens sometimes?
I'm yes, finished kitchens, finished bathrooms. The bathroom they posted
right
yesterday was amazing. I don't know what that slab was, but it was, it had this blue swirl in it, and it just looked magnificent. Anyway, that's All Natural Stone, everyone, and they're open by appointment. Check them out.
All Natural
Weather
Stone.
Weather today.
Boom.
Here's what we're looking at. Where I'm at, it's overcast, and they expect partial afternoon clearing and in the mid-60s. That's Santa Cruz. San Francisco, it actually said rain for early this morning. Did you see that?
I didn't see that, but it's wet at my house right now. Like, it's, you know, I chalk it up to the fog, the kind of, you know, thick mist. But it's
Nicole?
My porch is wet.
No, I haven't seen that, but it has been really thick mist.
Okay, well, that's happening, and there'll be some afternoon sun and highs in the mid-60s. San Jose locked in with sunshine today and in the 80s. Oakland, clouds, midday clearing, and 71. So there is the best I can do for your weather. Sarah, hey, your hand is up.
Because I just started following All Natural Stone. Oh, my God.
You see that blue thing I'm talking about?
And they have it in, like, apparently in different colors in different bathrooms. Like, if you scroll through. Like, this is the most stunning thing I've ever seen in my life.
I agree. I actually
commented on it. If I ever redo a bathroom, I'm
it.
Doing that. Holy
yep.
crap, that's amazing.
Yes,
that is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Check out All Natural Stone on Instagram.
It.
You will love some of the stuff they post. They have great ideas, and they have experts who will also help you get dialed in for whatever it is you're going to remodel. All right. So anyway, I already told everyone early this morning, if you're just joining us, that I went and got a COVID test yesterday. I updated or refreshed my health.
Yes.
My little, I don't know what you call that. I've got my own
your little health dashboard.
Yeah, a dashboard. That's it. I refreshed it, and I don't have results yet. So
all right. Well,
I'll
keep
let
on
you know
refreshing.
When I get them.
Refresh.
Past couple
refresh.
Nights have been pretty glorious. As baseball is back, it's still preseason, but the Giants beat the A's last night. First night we were in Oakland, last night we were in San Francisco. The Giants had no cardboard cutouts up.
Oh.
And by the way, as I thought about the cardboard cutouts that are up in the A's stadium to sort of make it look like
yes.
the seats aren't empty, I was thinking, do they take those down after every game? they're going to be pretty weathered if they leave them up, right?
I know.
How are you going to even get through a shortened season with those things if they don't take them down, put them away, and bring them back out?
Maybe
so maybe the Giants
laminated.
Decided that they're not going to put those out in a preseason game, but that was the last preseason game for both of these teams. Sorry, summer camp
exhibition
game, I don't know.
Game, right.
Whatever. The Giants won 4-2. San Francisco is in L.A. Thursday through Sunday for four games, and the A's are at home versus the Angels Friday through Monday. So that's the actual season openers for both teams. There's that. Alaska had a big earthquake.
Oh,
a,
no.
A 7.8.
Oh, my so God.
There was a tsunami warning, and so far none of that has come to mean anything. I don't have full-on damage reports. They say it produced a small tsunami, but it didn't. I don't have an actual damage report yet. So,
was it near any major cities or was it up further north? Okay.
Let's see. There are no immediate reports of damage. It's a sparsely populated area of the state, this peninsula that it apparently hit. It was off the southern coast. So it jolted the coastal communities there of Alaska, the peninsula that hangs down, which is sort of farther away from our coast than.
Right.
It sticks out pretty far.
Are those the Aleutians?
Yeah, anyway.
That's scary.
That's
though.
All
that's
I got
a big
right
one.
Now,
damn.
But that's a big quake. So I just thought I'd mention that real quick. All right. So this, we now work from home. We've been working from home for
19 weeks, 3 days.
Okay. So I thought this was interesting. As I read the story, I just went, okay, that's, I guess, you know, we do a radio show. I can't wake up 10 minutes before it. It's just not an option.
No.
But that's one of the things, the changes in people's lives since they've been working from home is they now wake 10 minutes before their workday starts.
Yeah, that's not, I guess in a way, Vin, my actual workday starts about an hour before we go on the air. So maybe I am getting up 10 minutes before that. I get up, take a quick shower, brush my teeth, grab my coffee, and sit down. You know,
all right.
I don't have to drive anywhere. Yeah.
Right. If you look at it that way, that would be.
Yeah, our workday starts long before we're on the show.
Sure. Okay.
You know, and
well,
if you
they're
were
saying half the people now that are working remotely say they wake up less than 10 minutes before their workday starts.
That's just, it doesn't feel like enough time for the coffee to kick in.
Right.
I need a little time in the morning before I start really doing stuff, you know?
Well, I'll tell you something. You know that story I told you about my friend who has been working from home and inside 4 months now, and he finally broke. And he had to go to the doctor and ended up getting prescribed Zoloft, and he split. He had to leave his house. He just couldn't sit still anymore and had to go.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons that was an option is because he's working from home or wherever home is at the time. So it's both the cause and the solution. The idea that he was trapped in the house for all that time has caused him the stress that broke him. But it also allowed him to split. And he's, you know, last night, I think when I actually talked to him or texted with him for the first time in weeks, he's like, I'm in Idaho. I'm like, what? Idaho?
Oh.
All right. Yeah, it's a trip. I mean, he really split. He didn't split like down the street. He split out of here.
I need to get as far away from these other people as I possibly can.
I just think that, you know, people are having a tougher time than we necessarily see because our circles are so small. And that's one of the reasons why people are walking around going, nobody I know is sick. So this is all a scam.
Yeah.
All right.
Right. You're not seeing anyone. You wouldn't know if they were. And there are a lot of people, I'm sure, who don't want everyone to know they have it, you know? There are probably people who were big deniers and find themselves with it and are like, well, I'm going to shut up now.
Well, and I can tell you that I'm a list guy. I don't like leaving things undone. I don't know that, you know, I don't know what that says about me, high strung or whatever my problem is, but there
organized.
I am. I'm truly in an extra quarantine now because I had some symptoms that were sketchy. And there I was trying to think about what I needed to fix this vent and was ready to walk out the door
Did you get it done?
No, I didn't do it. You guys, what are you doing? I told you I didn't go out and get the stuff I needed because I shouldn't.
Duct tape.
No.
What did the internet say to do? How are you supposed to fix that?
Well, what I'm going to do is get those little plastic.
The inserts.
The inserts that have little spikes. I'll jam those up into the holes. Jam them really hard, right? And then I'll do the duct tape thing you said to make it a more snug fit. So I will do that around
the... Well, you probably don't have to, Vin. It's just air. But it's... So you're just going to put in anchors and screw it back in.
Well, look at you with all the right terminology. I guess watching all those home decoration shows have done
HGTV.
You some good.
Yeah, listen, I'm watching John. John won't let me hang anything on a wall if it's not going into a stud. So he's got to get a stud finder, which I always run over him. I'm like, oh, I found a stud. And then if it's not going into a stud, it has to go into an anchor. I know these things because those are the rules here.
Right. Well, anyway, my point is I'd walk into the hardware store and be like, I need these two chingaderas and I need this thing and I'm trying to push this thing up. And then I would let them tell me what I need.
And someone would tell you. That's yeah.
Whoa. Is that you guys or was that me?
I always hear that.
I certainly hope it wasn't my coffee. I need that to be hot for a while longer.
I hear it every day.
Let me look.
It's one of you guys. I'm pretty sure it's a...
Yeah, go check.
Oh, it's turned off.
Your coffee? Turn it back on.
Yeah, my coffee just turned off.
You don't want it to be hot anymore?
Well, I'm here, so I'm going to leave it for now. But I don't want to... If I walk away, I'll walk away. Hold on.
Yeah. I just want you to. I want you to have hot coffee at the end of this. I mean,
coffee's important for a morning show host.
It's like the most important thing.
Right.
I'm already on cup three.
Oh my god.
I plan to drink that whole pot by 10 o'clock. It'll happen.
A whole pot of coffee.
I got a 14 cupper. And I do it in these big. It's like 4.5 of these big ass mugs.
Doesn't that make you sick the rest of the day?
No. My stomach is like, that's what we need. Come on, girl. Get that for me, huh? Yeah? You like that?
All right. Well, anyway, according to, let me find my story. Sorry. I don't have a printer here at all, so I'm working off of...
Don't worry about
the computer as best I can. Three quarters of us have packed on a lot of weight during these 19 weeks. Is that what you're calling it?
Yeah.
It looks like everybody's
keto
up
over here.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm up. I'm up for sure. My ass has never been wider.
Nice.
Sarah?
Oh, come on, coffee.
He started it back up and it's completed its brewing cycle because there was nothing in there to brew.
Oh, look at you know how to do stuff. I've never turned it back on. I usually just go, oh, that's too bad. I guess I'm done.
We'll let you know every morning around this time when it goes on.
Also on that work from home thing, the quarantine thing. So we've gained a lot of weight and others are now hoping to try and start dropping it because this has gone on. So at first it was, all right, well, we're home for a month. Let's just, you know,
yay,
be depressed
and
pig out. Right. Now it's become a new way of life, and it's about time to get with that program. So anyway, people are up.
Noisy.
They're saying about – what's that?
I've been hearing kind of a buzz all morning. Have you been hearing that? And then whatever Bryn just did just put
I think
a large
– yeah, that was a wire. But I think it's the Lucy – it's a slight buzz. It's bearable, though, right?
Yeah, give it a wiggle, Vin.
No. Don't even give it a wiggle. It's fine. Turn it down, Nicole. Turn it down. Don't even give it a wiggle.
It's slightly better. It's still there, but it's slightly better.
I don't hear it.
It's great.
Yeah.
Or anytime you adjust anything, let Nicole know so we can.
Or just
down.
Do that. I mean, that's because
I
want to get lightning strike in their ears. You know.
Anyway. They're saying that most people have gained up to 16 pounds.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
Are you up 16?
No. But I'm like, I really, about a month ago, I went, this really needs to, I can't even get my jeans on. Like, come on. So I'm all back right. down. I'm easily 5 pounds, though, over my normal highest that I ever am.
Well, I know that Christina had said that she'd gained weight at a, she's just not comfortable with it, and she's super bummed about it. And so she's back to running. She ran like 8 miles the other day, and I just thought, wow, out of nowhere, she's back up to running super distances. So
damn, that's a long run.
That's one way to cut it back, though, quick, and she's working on that. I meant to do this story real quick, and it's not a story I can do real quick. I blew it. I meant to tell you about this federal judge, so I'll update you on that next time. But I'll tell you this just real quick. The suspect has killed himself, so at least they know that no other judges are in danger. So I'll update that story next time. I'll lead with it, and then we'll go on to our other nonsense. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415's like me. I lost weight since we've been in quarantine, but they say they've lost 25 pounds since they've been in quarantine.
Good. That's good for you. That's amazing.
I know.
Yeah,
congratulations.
That's really good. I haven't lost that much, but I definitely got down to, I'm back around 160, which is, I could still stand to lose 5 more, but I feel at least like myself. 175, I just was like, who am I?
You weighed 175?
What is this? I got up to 175 right after the second kid was born. Yep.
Nice.
Wow. Well, that's, what do they call that? Kuvad. It's like sympathy weight gain. Like, she's eating all the time, you're eating all the time.
I don't know. I just call that, like, I don't know. For me, that's not okay. Vinny, just use toothpicks in the screw holes and run the screws. It will
tighten
up.
Yeah, I was thinking that yesterday too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can tighten it up with that.
But
if he's going
rock,
into drywall, it's
yeah,
it, right.
Exactly.
It's not gonna.
Yeah, see Sarah and I on the same. But yeah, those
do
those
the right
plastic,
thing. Get an anchor.
Those plastic anchors
in.
Are the best. Yes.
And it's a very it's a light little vent. It's something you never touch except when you touch it and it falls.
Well, that's it. I looked at it and went, that thing looks like it's. And I pushed up, and when I let off my finger, the thing went what? And just dropped right out. And I'm like, oh my God, that could have been someone's head if they slam. It's right above the door there.
Right. And it's a sharp. Right. Slam the door real good. And.
And right.
And, you know, Hulk baby gets a bump at best.
Exactly my issue. Yikes. Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The Billboard Hot 100 right after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.